This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered near the Georgia state capitol to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage businesses in and around Atlanta. The crowd Saturday called for an end to racism and xenophobia. Many waved signs and cheered speakers, including the U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, and a representative who happens to be the first Vietnamese-American to serve in the Georgia House of Representatives. Similar rallies were held around the country in protest over the killings of eight people at three Atlanta-area massage businesses. A 21-year-old white man is accused and is in custody. In Chicago, about 300 people gathered and hundreds marched in New York City. The Biden administration is facing growing questions about why it was not more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is scrambling to build up capacity to care for 14,000 young undocumented migrants. System. Border Patrol officials have encountered more than 29,000 unaccompanied minors since October 1st, and that's nearly the same number taken into custody for all of the previous budget year. The normal foot traffic in parts of France was greatly reduced Saturday as a new lockdown imposed by the French government to curb the country's worsening COVID-19 situation took effect. With intensive care units close to overflowing, the French prime minister announced Thursday that residents of the greater Paris region could only leave home for essential trips or exercise, and non-essential travel to other parts of the country was banned. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received his first dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine Friday and urged the public to do the same thing, saying that he didn't feel a thing. Pictures of the occasion showed the prime minister wearing a black mask, a shirt, a tie, with the sleeves rolled up, while a nurse gave him the vaccine. The 56-year-old Johnson received his vaccine at the same hospital where almost a year ago. He was put in an intensive care unit and given oxygen via a tube in his nose after he contracted the virus and fell seriously ill. He later said that he was so sick that plans were drawn up on how to announce his death. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Cassel on Saturday to protest against measures aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. In one city, a big crowd of people gathered without wearing face masks and without keeping a safety distance. Police said that roughly 20,000 people were present at the beginning of the demonstration, and some people had been arrested in the course of the march. Case numbers have been rising in Germany, driven by an easing of restrictions in recent weeks, just as more transmissible variants of the virus spread, underlying the need to accelerate vaccinations to protect the vulnerable. In Vienna, thousands marched as well, carrying placards reading "Kurz has to go" and "We are the people." The United States says that it would like to elevate and strengthen security ties with India, especially in information sharing and logistics. That's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, talking to his Indian counterpart Saturday. Austin is making the first visit by a top member of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to India as part of efforts to forge an alliance of countries seeking to push back against China's assertiveness in the region. The leaders of the United States, India, Australia, and Japan, countries together known as the Quad, held a first summit last week, pledging to work together for a free and open Indo-Pacific to cooperate on maritime and cybersecurity in the face of challenges from China. Austin met with the Indian Defense Minister, Rajnath Singh. Singh said that their meeting focused on expanding military-to-military engagement across services, information sharing, cooperation in emerging sectors on defense and mutual logistics support. International spectators will not be allowed to enter Japan during the summer's delayed Olympic Games and public concerns over the coronavirus. Olympic and Paralympic tickets purchased by overseas residents will be refunded, according to the president of Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, and welcome to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. It's great to be back with you today. Now, I've got an awesome show for you. As always, a great Pan-African mix of tunes from several countries. You'll hear music by artists from Tanzania, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, Senegal, and Mali. At the bottom of the hour, we are going vintage, and we're going to listen to a wonderful song by the most popular band in Rwanda in the 1980s. I've also got two feature interviews for you today. One is with kora player and composer Yakuba Sisuko. While I was in New York last week, I met him in a safe studio space, and he played and sang just for us a song off of his forthcoming album called Blessings. It is just beautiful. You're going to love it. But also then, at the end of the hour, the fabulous reporter Bill Odidi brings us an interview with the Scorpion Kings. You might not know who they are by that name, but I guarantee if you like Amapiano, you're going to know who these two guys are. They're two guys that make up Scorpion Kings. And they present some of their newest music from South Africa. So please, settle in, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting off in Tanzania with a bonga flavor by one of the hottest female singers today. Her name is Zuhuru Othman Sud, better known as Zuchu. She released her debut EP album, I Am Zuchu, in 2020, and she took away the AFRIMA Emerging Artist Award for that. Here she is with this song, Cheche, featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Mi amor, te amo, te quiero, ya le digo muy amor, ya soy apenas un cuadro. Muenza conmigo lo chequele, cuando ni la ugoya, cuando ya puede. Se me ofenda yo, puta cola chequele, que ya me coro magia, aunque yo me teme.
Nela nela, tam tam sweetie, kichenga karo chamela. Penzi kwenye sauti wa Dubai, kubali pambe moto, kama mafuta kwa karani. Okay, na uliva katoto ito, leo mpaka koko iko, geto ni kulamba mwiko, saka fati kwa taniko, koko niko, mama taniwa. Ya leo kiboko
nikomeshe
mesiti usamu
nikomeshe she she komeshe
asa kukocha we
saweza
niende kwa mwingine
saweza
jeuri sina
chisi tuache
sesha.
Right, and that was Cheche by Zuchu from Tanzania and featuring Diamond Platnumz. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Now to Ghana. Here is Ms. V with her 2018 single, Come and See My Moda, featuring Yemi Alade. All right. Yes, and that was Ms. V and Yemi Alade with Come and See My Mother.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rishan Gabre with Heather. Listen, Music Time in Africa.
Hey, you guys. How are you all doing? Next up, we've got Eric Giso from LIB, followed by more awesome music, and then our first feature interview with New York-based Kora maestro Yakuba Sisoko. Here's Eric Giso with Oh Wow.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Hey everybody, so this is the 2019 single by DJ Maparisa and Kabza De Smal from South Africa featuring Zimbabwean vocalist Shasha. Now later on in the show, we're going to hear from these same two guys. They are the Scorpion Kings, and Bill Odidi brings us an interview with these guys to find out what new music they're putting out. But for now, let's just get in the vibe of this awesome Ampiano tune with Shasha Akulaleki.
Live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
This is Music Time in Africa.
I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we're going to Nigeria with a brand new track by Femi Kuti. It's called As We Struggle, and it's one of my favorite tracks from his 2021 album called Stop the Hate. Now, I haven't listened carefully to the whole album yet, so I probably will have more favorites, but for now, let's dig into this awesome, brand new Femi.
Try to find a better way.
Better way.
See these leaders, we're supposed
Awesome. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. And you just heard Femi Kuti with As We Struggle, coming off his 2021 album, Stop the Hate. So I was in New York last week. Those of you who caught my show already know that. And I promised you that I'd bring you music news from the Big Apple. Well, okay, I've got it. So here we go. First off, music performance for live audiences continues to be shut down throughout the city. But musicians there have been using this time to create all kinds of new works. And Yakuba Sisoko is a case in point. He is a world-class kora player and a griot originally from Kita, Mali. And he's played with people like Youssou N'Dour, Baba Mal, Paul Simon, Harry Belafonte, and even Lauryn Hill. Well, he is working on a new album, and we weren't able to get into the recording studio because of COVID restrictions, but I was able to meet up with him in person in Midtown in a studio there to find out more. He brought his kora along, too, and, well, let me just say that he has new blessings to share in 2021. Yakuba, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
You've got a new album coming. What's the title?
The title is simply Blessing.
When do you expect that album to come out?
Actually, mid-March or end of March. That's my deadline.
That's your hope. And you have been working on these pieces since this year of COVID shutdown. Because you have time.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's hard when you're busy doing my own, performing with different artists, and you don't have a time to, or you can just do single. But if you have opportunity to make the whole album, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a blessing.
It's blessing. Exactly.
What are you going to play for us today?
Well, I'm playing the very special ones, which is the title of the album itself, Blessing.
Blessing. Kadua usanu mani ni kosoro lombe janyali nusebalite.
I love that song, and I sing myself blessed in many ways. You know, I brought blessing from my parent back home, and that blessing followed me in America. Living here, I never work. Mm-hmm. Over 20 years, I live here and I only play music. Thank God, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my own project also. I was selected as a musical explorer teacher at Carnegie Hall. So I'm doing that between here and Savannah, Georgia, with my own band. So it's really going well. I feel that I'm really blessed. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you'd like to listen to and watch the full interview with Yakuba Sisoko and I in New York, please go to my YouTube channel, that's Music Time in Africa, and search for Yakuba, Y-A-C-O-U-B-A.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
So, right now I've got two current jams for you, back to back. Let Me Talk by Dia from Nigeria and Porovoka by Ja Preza of Zimbabwe. And then it's Vintage Time with that 1980s tune from Rwanda. Woohoo!
Going up, never back. When you the talk, we make it stuck. I know they what come, I know they do. You can't see me, peekaboo. You come like you, magazine. You be out here, spilling tea. No sorry, that's not for me.
tie on it up. Sugar, no did and ega. Musan porovoca. Porovoca. Musan porovoca.
Everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You just heard Porovoca by Job Preza, and before that, Let Them Talk by Dia. Now it's time to wrap ourselves up in the sounds of the past. This vintage tune comes out of Rwanda. Its title is Filos, and it's by the Orchestre Impala de Kigali. It was recorded in the 1980s. Here's a bit of history about the band. It was a mix of Congolese and Rwandan musicians, and one of the band's two original co-founders, named Sebi Gary, also known as Mimi La Rose, was Congolese, and he had originally moved to Rwanda in 1974. He had an interview in 2015 by two academics, Rafiki Ubaldo and Helen Hinchens, who actually published a really great article last year about the band and its revival in this academic journal. It's called Cultural Studies. Anyway, Sebi Gary explains why the band was so popular back then. He recalled this, and I quote, "We became popular overnight, and we were surprised. But the reason people liked us is because we introduced a new style. The Rwandan styles are usually calm and slow, but now we introduced new styles, warming up the Rwandan styles a bit using the Zairean rhythms." End quote. So apparently, they changed their original name, which was Vox Pop, with a more Kinyarwandan name, Impala. And in 1975, the band started recording songs at Radio Rwanda, and they came to be known as Orchestre Impala. So that's a little background to this band, who has, in recent years, enjoyed a revival with new members, of course. But this is the original, the vintage sound of the band. The tune Filos comes off the second cassette, and in it, they sing, "Love is a sickness of the heart."
Toujours que ça. Oh, oui, non, oui, non, oui, ça, 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 oui
That was Filos, our vintage tune of the week by the original Orchestre Impala de Kigali. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, I've got two more tunes for you, a contemporary Mbalax from Senegal, and then a brand new reggae song from the South African diaspora. And then we get to meet the Scorpion Kings with Bill Odidi. Ah, so don't go anywhere, peeps. You with me? All right, here is the amazing singer Aliou Mbaye Ndere from Senegal with Tiopat.
So deko ñan nga yalla am jabar ju bax so de jigen itam ñan nga yalla am ci ke ju bax bëggel dafa neex ba di nga gis ni amna lu koy symboliser wutal alliance. Bëggel dafa neex ba di nga gis ni amna lu koy symboliser. Say, baby, I love you, mu konta. Ndax ki la bëgg te bëgg lu, te bëggantu la. Loko man te defit di ko gis si bëggeen. Bëggel dafa neex ba di nga gis ni amna lu koy symboliser. Koy symboliser mutil ko or jox ko mu kontan yow ki la bëgg te bëgg lu te bëggantu la loko man ci defet du ko gis ci bëggeen bëggee la neex 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 ba melni lepp. You begin for Pumelim, nga am ko xamni ya kuy beugal big mom ngayum ko xit
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather, and that was Aliunder with Chopat, a song from his 2014 album, Mbegel Rek. Now it is time to chillax, and enjoy You Snooze, You Lose, a track from Montaka Mongezi's brand new album. It's called Seven Chapters of Mystery, featured by Mighty Joshua.
Get your groove on, keep on moving, we're gonna make change. Turn your lights on, if you snooze, you lose. You got to get what you want before it's too late. All so many eyes are set on the prize. Slow-moving tide for too long. Watch speeding boats wave your way. But you can't let yourself down in this greedy race, where mine is theirs and theirs is theirs alone.
Yes, and that was You Snooze, You Lose by Mighty Joshua. And that's off of Montaka Mongezi's brand new album, Seven Chapters of Mystery. All right, now it's time to meet Scorpion Kings. Yeah, let's get to it. Bill Odidi. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and it's so good to be connecting with you on Music Time in Africa in 2021. So today we're speaking to the guys who made Amapiano the biggest genre to come out of the urban music scene in South Africa in recent years. DJ Maporisa and Kabza De Small, collectively known as the Scorpion Kings. We'll check out their new project, which features an outstanding singer originally from the DRC. But first, here's one of their biggest tracks. It's called Lodge.
Creaming at Chela when I'm a little creepy, a baba nana.
The sound is authentically South African. It's got a bit of everything. Jazz, kwaito, percussions. That's why Amapiano has proved to be so irresistible. DJ Mapurisa explains how he and Kabza started working together and how they bring different skills to the table.
3 years ago, Kabza was coming with this Amapiano sound that, you know, no one could resist. So when I started working with Kabza, we clicked like that. So we started making a lot of music. We produced together. We DJ together. That one is standard. He raps. I sing. He more raps, come up with hooks, quieto hooks and stuff. I come up with melodies, you know, I sing. The chemistry is really dope.
Scorpion Kings is a very unusual name. How did it come about?
Yeah, the name Scorpion Kings is like, we November boys. So he's in November, I'm in November. He's not really a Scorpio, but like, I'm a Scorpio. So it's like, Scorpio sounded cool. So we said Scorpion Kings.
So the new project by the Scorpion Kings is a collaboration with Treza, a very gifted singer originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but based in South Africa. I asked Mapurisa to explain how the album called Rumble in the Jungle was conceived.
I've been knowing Trezo for quite some time, and then we've been promising each other that we have to go to the studio, but we never had time. It brings a different texture, and then it's really authentic and, you know, original. I felt like, yo, we can go with Amapiano, you know, it's French, you know, it's Lingala, it's Zulu, it's Swahili. So for me, mixing all those languages in one project, you know what I'm saying, it will, you know, the music will go.
Voice, Treza singing Funu, a collaboration with the Scorpion Kings. He explains what that song means.
Funu is pretty much means pain. Just a guy expressing how much beautiful pain he gets from a love affair. And the whole thing is fun, it's youthful, it's colorful. And yeah, I'm having a lot of fun dancing to the song. I'm hoping to get to learn a few moves from Mapurisa and Kabza, because it's very swaggy, it's very cool, very smooth. Yeah. Initially, Mapurisa and I were working on a brand campaign. He reached out to me and be like, hey man, let's do an album. This is the first time I actually worked together, and it just happened to be a full project. It's a 14-track album, and about 12 tracks of the album were written in the first month. It came out very beautiful magic. It's instinct, it's authentic, it's organic. Everything just came together beautifully, and I'm really excited. I think the energy around it is really beautiful.
As DJ Mapurisa says, this new project with Treza, who sings in a variety of African languages, can only help spread Amapiano from South Africa right across Africa and beyond. The full album is out in February 2021, and I can't wait to hear all the songs on the album. This is Bill Odidi right here in Nairobi, and in a moment, we'll head right back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. At 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed meeting Scorpion Kings and getting to hear the latest Amapiano sounds from South Africa. This is Heather, and we are finishing out the hour of Music Time in Africa with this wonderful Timbila dance piece from Mozambique. It's by Timbila Maestro, arranger, singer, and composer, Machume Zango.
Anda yamambi so chikana na ukota uloi wa
Masopa by Machume Zongo of Mozambique. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Also, thanks to Yakuba Sisoko for his interview in New York City, and also to Bill Odidi and Scorpion Kings for their contributions to Music Time in Africa. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can message me, send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, and you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features. Videos of interviews with artists, like the one with Yakuba you just heard, and others like Oliver Muntukudzi, Umu Sangare, Revani. And also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalemma. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice. First at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours Universal Time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom DeVito. A diverse